All right, we are live. Happy Thursday, everybody. My name is Leanne Kalal, and I'm a member of the numerologist team, a proud member, and I'm extremely excited to be here today with Kelly Fox. She is an incredible, world-renowned astrologer. You can follow her and connect with her at AstroLow TV, so make sure you do that. And today, we are talking about Mars, and Mars is going retrograde. And you know, Kelly, it's interesting because not to bring up a bunch of doom and gloom stuff, but there are these fires going on in California and Oregon. I live in Canada. We had smoke up here the other day, and I've been seeing a lot of photos on social media and people saying it feels like we're living on Mars. And I'm like, well, isn't that interesting that that's sort of what's floating around? It does have this orange red tint everywhere you go, not everywhere, but if depending on where you live, everywhere you look online, maybe. And so what does Mars retrograde mean, and why am I a little scared, and why has this been a really tough week?
Hi. It's like I'm thinking as you're saying all this, where do I even begin with this? Mm-hmm. Hello, hello. Hi, Leanne, and hi, everyone. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mars retrograde. So Mars is the red planet. That's what it's known for or as. And I was thinking the same thing yesterday, and I should have grabbed my phone and maybe somehow shared this photo I took out the window of the sky was just orange. Mm-hmm. It was dark and it was orange. And I was thinking, I don't think I've ever experienced anything like this before in a major city on top of it. So, yes, and I kept thinking, Mars, this is connected to Mars. This is mind-blowing. Really so Mars being the red planet, it is all about anger and war and aggression, and the things that we have repressed will come out, but they'll come out in a physical way because Mars is a very physical energy. You know, like the mythology of Mars is god of war. So in ancient Greek and Roman mythology, Mars or Aries is the god of war. So it's a very masculine energy. It's a very testosterone driven energy. And, you know, the symbol for Mars is the symbol for, you know, man and woman, you know, woman being Venus, you know, Mars being men. That's basically it. But it doesn't really mean gender. It's not about gender. It's about, you know, the energies that we all have within us, the yin, the yang type of thing. So all the planets turn retrograde. That's nothing surprising, but Mars will turn retrograde about every 2 years, and it will be retrograde for about, you know, on average about 70 days per retrograde. And what it means from an astronomical point of view is that when Mars turns retrograde, it comes closer to Earth than what it has before. So if anybody, you know, is not experiencing smoke or fog or smog, have a look in the night sky and face westward. So face the west at night and look up and you'll see Mars, the red planet, because Mars, as the planets do, they go from west to east in their orbit around the sun. But when they're retrograde, it's the reverse. So look west tonight or whenever, you know, through mid-November when Mars will turn direct, and then you'll be able to see it. It's quite bright. And I'll have to say apparently, because I can't see it because of all the smoke and the fog and the smog and you name it. So anyway, that's Mars turning retrograde. That happened yesterday at 3:23 p.m. Pacific, which is 6:23 p.m. Eastern time. And so what it means when Mars is retrograde is that the energy of Mars gets internalized. But what also happens with retrograde planets is that things that we've been suppressing or repressing will come out. So I'm just going to hang that sentence in the air for a minute. So things that we have been repressing or suppressing or pushing down or sweeping under the rug or carpet or whatever you want to say will come up. So Mars is currently in Aries, and Mars in Aries is very, very, very strongly placed. Mars loves Aries. In fact, Aries is Mars's favorite sign. So the planets have their favorite signs and their least favorite signs. And Mars and Aries, you know, Mars is the ruler of Aries. Mars loves Aries. So the energies are very similar. It's a very brave, courageous, can do, get stuff done, dive in at the deep end, lead the charge. That's Mars in Aries. And that's actually Mars and Aries separately as well. So when you bring those two together, you can only imagine it just amplifies everything. So, you know, late June is when Mars moved into Aries. So, you know, late June, if you remember back then, I can barely remember yesterday, let alone late June, right, with the year that we're having. So, you know, we were in eclipse season. We were like right in the middle of eclipse season, late June, and Venus had been retrograde. And the funny thing is, Leanne, that Venus and Mars are the relationship planets. You know, Venus is love, Mars is passion. And, you know, they were both doing their thing. And it's interesting that, and this is just a really small thing, that the relationship planets both turn retrograde this year. It's interesting. And it's not just about our personal relationships. It's also about how we relate to other people in our lives. And I have heard a lot of times this year, particularly around the Venus retrograde, people breaking up, you know, relationships, things that are no longer serving us. And it's not just relationships, it's anything in general. You know, this is the year that we're forced to sort of let go of those things. So back to Mars retrograde. So Mars retrograde is, Mars does not like being retrograde. I mean, the planets don't generally anyway, but Mars in Aries, forget about it. Mars in Aries retrograde, it just doesn't, as a professional astrologer, it just doesn't come out of my mouth very well. It's sort of like, that doesn't go, that's not right. So it's going to represent impatience and frustration and, you know, wanting to take that step forward, wanting to lead the charge, wanting to go in new directions, you know, very, and I have to say the word again, impatience. You know, that's really a big keyword here for this Mars retrograde. It's impatient. It's just ready to go and it feels held back. Now, when Mars will be retrograde, as I said, yesterday through November 14th. I just want to check that date. I know it's mid-November, but
That's more than 2 months.
I know, right? So what did I say? The 14th, Mars retrograde. Yeah, the 13th. Well, depending on where you are in the world, the 13th or the 14th of November, Mars will be retrograde. So what that means is that we're forced to, you know, slow down before we dive into something, before we shoot from the hip. It's like, slow down, take a deep breath. This is what the universe is teaching us with Mars retrograde. Slow down. It's like, it's teaching us that it's not okay to run a red light, is what that is definitely all about. Red light with Mars retrograde means stop, just stop. Mm-hmm. You know, the light will change. We know the light's going to change, you know, mid-November, the light will change. It's okay. But at this time, it's sort of like, you know, just stay in place. Don't take that step forward. And this is going to be more so because, just looking at the calendar here, that because Mars, when it starts moving backwards through Aries, it's going to be forming some very, very tough squares to the outer planets, and that's Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto.
Wow.
And so, yes, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, you've heard me talking every week about Saturn and Pluto. You know, the theme or the basis of 2020 is Saturn conjunct Pluto, both in Capricorn. Jupiter is also in Capricorn. So what that means is when Mars goes up against the heavyweights, right, Mars will go up against the heavyweights, but Mars doesn't realize the weak position that it's in because it's retrograde. Now, normally Mars is the brave, fearless warrior. You know, Mars will lead the charge. no second thought, just, you know, straight out there leading the charge, leading the pack. But what it doesn't realize this time is it's retrograde, so it's in a weaker position, and it's not looking back to the past because it's a retrograde. Retrograde planets are always about the past as well. It's not looking back to learn from its mistakes. It's charging ahead, or thinking it's charging ahead, but it's not really. Where what it doesn't realize is it's coming up against Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. And I was just looking at the calendar here. That's going to be end of September through October. I'm just looking at the exact dates here. We've got September 29th. We've got October 9th and then 11th.
Wow. And really quick, just I'm reading the comments as you're going along, and we have a very international crew here today. So thank you.
Good.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in, everyone. It's really fun to see where people are tuning in from and all of the sun signs. We have a couple of birthdays coming up, so happy birthday to all of you. And for people who are just joining, Kelly is talking about Mars retrograde and what this means as a whole, and then she's going to talk about what it means for your specific sun sign. So stay tuned, because I see a lot of, what about this? What about that? It's coming.
And I'm sorry I'm not reading the comments either. I'm just sort of like on a flow. I'm just sort of channeling. Yes, thank you. Because once I start reading them, I'm like, oh, that's it. What was I saying? So just looking at the dates, you know, when Mars retrograde starts to sort of come up against the heavy-hitting planets of Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. And it's about a three-week period. So the last week of September all the way through mid-October, we need to be very careful with, you know, charging ahead or butting heads with authority. Authority, whatever that means to you, be it, you know, parent, teacher, boss, leaders, whatever that is, we need to be very careful that we're not fighting a losing battle. Now, just remember what I said before, you know, Mars is the god of war. So it's about a fight. So, and you know, a fight maybe from the past, you know, because the funny thing is, I'm just looking here at the calendar, and September 28th, Saturn turns direct, and the next day Mars retrograde squares the Saturn that just turned direct, which tells me straight away that Saturn, or in other words, authority, is in a very, very, very strong position. So, you know, if we're upset or angry about something and we want to, you know, make a wrong or right, you know, during that three-week period of end of September, mid-October, that's definitely not a time to do it. And especially if you are a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, or you have any of those planets, any planets in cardinal signs, just take a deep breath. You know, like whatever it is. And the other thing is, to deal with this hard-edged energy, it's good to have a physical outlet. It's good to have a physical release, whatever that means for you. If it's climbing a mountain, if it's, you know, doing, I don't know, who knows what, like an aerobics. It sort of sounds really 80s when I say aerobics, but aerobics, you know, on a Zoom or whatever that means, find that physical release, find the physical outlet. Because Mars in Aries is also very passionate. So it's very passionate about what we hold to be true. And it doesn't necessarily mean it is true. Because here's the other kicker, Leanne. When Mars is retrograde, guess what else is going to be retrograde mid-October through early November?
Mercury.
Yes. You got it. So we've got this whole sort of like, once Mars, you know, settles down going up against the heavy hitters, then Mercury turns retrograde. And again, I don't want to sound like the voice of doom and gloom, as you'd said in the beginning, because, you know, 2020, it's just sort of like we've handled so much already. This is just one more thing that we're going to be able to handle. It's just how we choose to take the approach, or how we choose to take the action or not take the action, or double check that we've got everything lined up. You know, especially because the Mercury retrograde, the cycle begins, or it's already begun, you know, like on the weekend, Mercury moved into Libra, And then it moves all the way through Libra, then it moves into Scorpio, then it retrogrades into Scorpio, moves backwards through Scorpio, and then back into Libra. So there's this extra long Mercury retrograde cycle, along with the Mars retrograde coming up against the heavy hitters. Now, I'll get into the zodiac signs. Should I do that or should I? So if you're an Aries, and where's that sound effect? even though you muted there. So if you're an Aries, okay, I don't know where to begin with that one. So if you're an Aries, you know, you're the fearless take charge leader of the zodiac. Nobody doubts that or questions that. But with the Mars retrograde, you might be questioning that yourself. And you might find, Aries, that you're leading the charge, but there's nobody behind you. You know, you're the leader, but nobody is behind you, or nobody wants to be led right now. And so what comes with that, Aries, is impatience, frustration, anger, feeling held back. And with Mars retrograde coming up against those heavy hitters, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, it's very much about pick your battles. I think that's probably the best motto for Aries from now through mid-November, or even the end of November, because you know what, Leanne, there's always a shadow period to a retrograde cycle. So it's sort of like, you know, for Mars, it would be a couple of weeks before the retrograde and a couple of weeks after. So let's just say end of November. And then guess what? Then we're into eclipse season. So it's sort of like, anyway, so if you're a Taurus, let me have a look here in my book and see what's going on for Taurus with Mars retrograde. So what it means is that, you know, be careful of false gurus, if that makes any sense. You know, be careful of being, not that Taurus is ever led, I mean, gently, softly, cuddly Taurus, but it's sort of like be careful of who you're, of what's being told to you from a spiritual point of view. Now, Taurus, you do have the heavy hitters on your side, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto. They're bringing a lot of authority and a lot of weight to you at this time. So you're not easily led anyway. That's not what I'm saying. But it's sort of like just be careful who impresses you during the Mars retrograde, during through the end of November. So it's important that you pay attention to what people are trying to, and I say it in air quotes, sell you. Now, if you're a Gemini, what's going on for you is your ruling planet is Mercury. And as I just said, Mercury will turn retrograde, just looking in here in my book, mid-October, and I'm just going to give you an exact date, on the 14th. So October 14th, Mercury turns retrograde, and that's the ruling planet of Gemini. And so anytime Mercury's retrograde, you know, Gemini's so brilliant anyway, brilliant, quick, funny, witty, clever. It just slows things down a little bit, and it's sort of, you know, it's sort of like the universe is saying to Gemini, you know, hold that thought, just hold that thought for a moment, because your words have power and your words could snowball into something bigger that you might not necessarily be able to stop or slow down.
That's a good reminder for any sun sign.
Yes, for all of us, absolutely. Uh-huh. If you're Cancer the Crab, you know, Cancer the Crab, this, you know, as I said, the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, really need to take care with this Mars retrograde. So if you're Cancer the Crab, there will be challenges, because this Mars retrograde is not only forming a challenging square aspect to your zodiac sign, but the heavy hitters, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, are opposite. And so that's what we as astrologers call a T-square. So a T-square is a challenging, the second most challenging configuration of planets that you can have. So what it means is for Cancer the Crab is that there will be impatience, there will be frustration. You might find, you know, clashing with authority figures, which has been going on for you, Cancer, for a couple of years anyway, nothing you can't handle. You're also another leader of the zodiac, but you're the leader of your of your tribe, of your family, of, you know, I don't just mean family, blood family, I mean soul family, you know, the people that you've incarnated with this lifetime, Cancer, you know, there might be some issues and challenges there for you and things from the past reappearing. Now, Leo, for you, you know, just looking at Mars retrograde by itself for Leo, it's not as bad as what it could be for the other zodiac signs. There's a lot of good, passionate energy coming up for Leo it might surprise you that has been repressed or suppressed. And so there's things now that are coming up that have been pushed aside previously. And given the year that we're having, everybody's pushing something aside. It's like, or pushing it down just to deal with the day-to-day. Absolutely. So for you, Leo, not just the Mars retrograde, bringing up some okay stuff, but really that you've got Uranus, planet of the unexpected, in your opposite sign, Leo. So what that means is some potential unexpected things that you've been passionate about previously might come up, might rise to the surface. And, you know, nobody's off the hook with regards to the challenging aspects that the Mars is making to those mid and outer planets. Now, Virgo, for you, same sort of message that I gave Gemini, because Virgo, your ruling planet is Mercury. And so we're already in this very long Mercury retrograde cycle. Mercury's not retrograde right now, mid-October, yes, but we're just sort of like in this build-up to it. So anytime anybody's ruling planet turns retrograde, you know, that sign gets affected. So for Mercury, it's Gemini and Virgo. So what's coming is, be careful with the criticisms. Now, Virgo, you know, you're a perfectionist. That's all it is. Unless you're living in the shadow side of Virgo, then you're not. And that doesn't mean that's a good thing either. So it's like, so what it means for Virgo, very much so, is about hold your tongue, you know, hold the communication, hold your thoughts, because it may trigger a chain of events with this Mars retrograde. What you think is, you know, what you're saying is being helpful, which it always is for Virgo. Sometimes Virgo can be very misunderstood. You know, Virgo being very helpful, but others might take it in a completely different way. Now, Libra, as a cardinal sign, you know, what's happening for you with this Mars retrograde period through, let's say, the end of November, is that other people, because Mars retrograde is in your opposite sign, so other people might be surprised by other people's responses during the next couple of months, and things that you hadn't realized had been festering below the surface might explode. Be careful not to take on too much, Libra, because, you know, you are a people pleaser and you do go out of your way to make sure that everybody's comfortable and happy and everybody's at peace. But, you know, during this period, the more you give of yourself, the less the result might be there that you're expecting. Now, Scorpio, this is interesting time for you because Mars is a co-ruler of Scorpio. Mars is the ancient ruler of Scorpio. Now, Scorpio's modern-day ruler or main ruler is Pluto. So here we have, and as I talked about, the end of September through mid-October, Scorpio, we've got your two planetary rulers clashing. Your two planetary rulers, Pluto, the modern-day ruler, and Mars, the ancient ruler, clashing or at odds with each other. So there will be an internal conflict for Scorpio, you know, in the middle of this Mars retrograde period. So what's going to be really important for you, Scorpio, being a water sign, is to make sure that the emotions are not building and building and building until they explode or they internalize. You know, that's really bad. So what's going to be really good for you, Scorpio, is to have that physical outlet. whatever it is, go for a walk around the block, whatever that might be, nothing will be too small. Now, Sagittarius for you. So Mars retrograde is in a fellow fire sign. So it will, and also here's the other thing. Not only did Mars just turn retrograde yesterday, but Sagittarius, your ruling planet Jupiter, has been retrograde for quite a few months since mid-May. And so on Saturday, this Saturday, Jupiter, your ruling planet, turns direct. So there's a real, for you, Sagittarius, there's a real can-do, in some ways hopeful and optimistic energy. Now, just know, though, that this Mars retrograde will be clashing with Jupiter, your planetary ruler, during that three-week period, end of September, mid-October. So it's important that the competitive edge or choosing your battles, as I said before, really pick your battles and don't go up against something that, don't pick a fight you're not going to win. Or don't pick a fight at all, really. It's the message here for everybody, but it's sort of like, for you, Sagittarius, it's sort of like you might be feeling a bit more amped up or a bit more optimistic about maybe certain situations with this Mars retrograde. Taking, biting off more than you can chew is the saying that I was looking for. So Sag, just be mindful of that. Now, Capricorn. Okay, so Capricorn is probably right up there with a sign that has been challenged over the past couple of years in every possible sense of the word. And Capricorn, you have risen to every challenge that has been thrown at you. It might not feel like that, and especially right now, but you definitely have. You're evolving, you're evolving, you're earning your karmic points without question. So for you, Capricorn, it's very much about, your ruling planet is Saturn, and, this Mars retrograde comes up against Capricorn and Saturn and forms this very challenging square aspect. So what it's doing is it's sort of like, somebody might feel like they're nipping at your heels during this Mars retrograde period. And it's very much about don't take the bait, Capricorn. Just don't do it. You're too far above and beyond taking the bait from something, someone, a situation, whatever that might be, particularly from the past. Aquarius, for you, this Mars retrograde in itself is not so bad, although I'm looking at my ephemeris thinking, oh, is there something I'm missing here? The only thing is it's like, Uranus is your ruling planet and it's in an incompatible sign. So really that's the bigger thing for Aquarius right now is this Uranus in Taurus presenting sort of like unexpected surprises that you have to deal with. But really the Mars retrograde, it's just sort of cool your jets until Mars turns direct mid-November and then things can start to move forward again. And also, Aquarius, your co-ruler, your modern day ruler is Uranus and your ancient or co-ruler is Saturn. So, one of your planetary rulers, so that Saturn will turn direct on September 28th. And so what that means is that things, even though you're in sort of like a holding pattern, things will start to move forward. And then we have finally Pisces. So sweet Pisces, just looking here in the book and seeing how this Mars retrograde will be affecting you, it's very much about don't make any financial decisions during this Mars retrograde period. Don't buy something that's a lot of money is really probably the easiest way to say it. So do not make investments. Don't make big purchases. It's a great time to do research and it's a good time for you, Pisces, to look back on any financial decisions that you've made. And, even through the end of November, just don't, as best as you can, do not commit to any big financial decisions, purchases, whatever that might be. And the interesting thing is, if you review your financial decisions from the past, there will be some wisdom that comes from that. There will be self-understanding. And here's the kicker. What will come from that is self-value or self-worth. Now, that sounds sort of like disconnected. Like, what has that got to do with that? Just let me have those words hang in the air and let me just end it there.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm going to do what you say to do. So I'll keep you posted. That was really interesting today, Kelly. And I just enjoy, I feel like Mercury retrograde has become something that's a little more well-known and that people know more about. And now we're learning about Mars retrograde. So thank you for taking the time to go through all of the signs. I know we had a really diverse audience with us today. So thank you to everyone who tuned in. This show, I call it a show. I still don't have a name, but we definitely need to come up with the name for this, but this wouldn't be possible without you. And Kelly, thank you for taking the time to do this for all of us every week.
Thank you, Leanne. I really enjoy my time here each week, and I look forward to seeing you and everyone else next week.
Yeah. And really quick, I just want to point out that on the screen, if you have yet to get your free video astrology report, it's personalized, it's unbelievable, and yes, it's a video report. And so make sure that you get that. Kelly's done an incredible job. You can go to video.astrology.tv and you can claim that now. And then I'm actually just going to share one other thing. If you're not on Kelly's newsletters yet, get on her newsletters, because at 2 p.m. every Thursday, Kelly does more. So if you love today, you have to tune in. Get on Kelly's newsletter list, and she sends information, and she'll do individual readings every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Thursday. So go to Thursday, astrology.tv/newsletters, and make sure you get on. And thank you so much for joining us. And Kelly, I'm excited. What are we talking about next week?
New moon.
And I hope that last week I was like, woohoo, this week it's just kind of crazy how things go like this. And so new moon.
And I have a freebie for everyone next week. New moon freebie report. And I want to say thank you, Tyra. Thank you, everybody. And happy birthday. I've scrolled through, but happy birthday and thank you.
Awesome. All righty. Well, bye, everyone. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye, Leanne. Bye, everyone.
Bye.